stepping away from Yonder Radio for a moment to bring you the Friday news break on KMUN. I'm Ava Berardi. The wildfire season is arriving earlier than last year in southern Oregon. JPR's Maria Carter has more.
The Oregon Department of Forestry has declared Friday as the start of fire season in Jackson and Josephine counties. Officials say a dry spring, drought conditions, and minimal snowpack have already increased the risk of wildfires across the region. The declaration covers 1.8 million acres of ODF-protected forest lands. With fire season comes new restrictions. Debris burning will no longer be allowed, and fireworks and exploding targets are banned near forests. Campfires can still be used in designated campgrounds and on some private property if people keep water, a shovel, or a fire extinguisher nearby. Fire danger is currently rated low, but officials expect wildfire risk to increase as temperatures warm heading into summer. In Ashland, I'm Maria Carter.
Washington had the second highest tech layoffs in the U.S. last year, outpaced only by California. KUOW's Monica Nicholsberg reports.
Lisa Simon is chief economist for the workforce intelligence company Revelio Labs. She tracks layoffs nationally.
I did plot the layoffs going back to 2015, and they are elevated. Between 2019 and 2015, we saw like 2,000 monthly layoffs on average, and now we're seeing more like 6,000.
Simon says that's still relatively low, but tech is also seeing a steep drop in hiring.
It's just sort of betting on the fact that people are going to get much more productive using AI tools, and in anticipation of that happening, not making the hire or cutting off some of the workforce, even though we're not fully really seeing these increases in productivity just yet.
Layoff notices filed by tech companies in Washington this year are outpacing 2025 and 2024. Monica Nicholsberg, KUOW News.
Public transit service is getting beefed up for the World Cup in Seattle, which is about a month away. Local transit networks are adding more frequent trips on match days. That includes more frequent light rail service. In particular, there will be a train every 4 minutes from the International District Chinatown Station through Linwood. Public officials and tournament organizers want to make Lumen Field the most accessible stadium possible, so the vast majority of fans don't have to drive their car to get there.
Plan ahead, take transit, leave the car at home, and let's get ready to welcome the world to the greatest region, the Pacific Northwest.
That's King County Executive Germiza Halai speaking to reporters at Lumen Field on Wednesday. Next week, free waterfront shuttle service resumes for the summer. Shuttles will run every 15 minutes between the Space Needle and the International District. On match days, they will run every 10 minutes. Whitman College has made a commitment to strengthen its relationship with the region's Native American tribes. As part of that effort, the college launched the Shenandoah Scholarship Program, which gives recipients a full ride. The first two scholars graduate later this month. NWPB's Eric Bengel reports from Walla Walla.
When Aiden Wolf had the chance to attend Whitman College on a new scholarship for regional Native American students, his mother wasn't completely on board. His tribe, the Cayuse, has a complicated history with the college's namesake, Marcus Whitman. But he said his parents wanted what was best for him. Wolf, a theater major, will be graduating from Whitman this year. Whenever he's asked about college, he says he always thinks of the Shenandoah Scholarship.
It became a whole chapter in my life. And so that's something I'll be able to tell, you know, my children someday, and I'll be able to tell my grandchildren someday, is the importance of education.
After graduation, Wolf says he wants to shoe horses as a trade. He also wants to make short films. In Walla Walla, I'm Eric Bengel.
Local and regional news is brought to you by our news partners and by the KMUN news team. For more local and regional news, go to kmun.org/news. You're listening to KMUN.